Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Lord, go. Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
It's a good conversation.
This is
because
I'm interested.
I'm thinking about like what we were talking about. Like recently, we did something around just like the community and police on a live stream, and like I realized, like just with us, like where we are, you know, sometimes very easy to just forget and just be working every day, and you forget about either where you've come from or some important topics, all that kind of stuff. So when we did it, I was really happy, and then I was like, I thought, you know what? I'm gonna come back as well. I'm just going full circle. Like, shout out to like all the youth workers, like people that actually went out there, worked in whatever jobs and decided they're gonna work with kids. Mm. Like to actually not put yourself first, but for your job, whether it be school teachers, all that stuff, for your job to be looking after the next generation is crazy.
Yeah,
so why I'm saying, I just wanna bring it back. Yeah. Why I'm saying that is because when you get to a certain position where you've made money in life, it takes a lot for somebody to be like, I'm going back home. Do you get what I'm saying? Fuse is a big example.
Yeah,
that guy
smashed
it. And he's like, I'm going to Ghana.
Yeah.
I was like, rah, that's strange. Fuse just went to Ghana, bang.
Yeah.
Like, so to go back home or to be like, nah, I'm going to where my roots are, or I'm going to look after home. Or
after you've seen
the other side. It's a big thing that you don't see people do. So it's like, I'm just bringing it to like, when I realize youth work is rah, like, there's people out there earning 70, 80 grand, 100 grand, whatever. Not saying that everybody will earn that, but some people actually just said, I just like to work with kids. I'm going to work within the community. That takes a lot of courage. So for people that make loads of money to go back home, anyone who is doing that, that's amazing. Because it's not easy to do. You got money. You can just be like, let me go get my mansion. Let me go live in LA.
Do you think it's the same
let me
in
go
music,
do Hollywood.
Though?
Do I think it's the same in music?
Yeah, because I feel like in music, it's a lot easier to go home. Like, you're not gonna, they're not gonna stop loving you because you went home. Like, the other side is not gonna be like, oh, look at him. He used to be a star at the Grammys and now he's performing at the Eddies. Like, nobody's gonna, do you know what I'm saying? Because we know why you're doing that.
I feel like you'd be seen as a hero.
If you go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be.
I feel like you're seen as a hero.
Well, as you should
be. We got
be.
Artists in the room.
Yeah.
You know,
so, do you want more drink as well?
Yeah, do you want more drink?
I like the point. In the sense that, that's how we grow our thing. That's how we grow our thing. You understand? The Eddies is our thing.
Yeah.
So we need those people that are performing for the international standards to come home and showcase that we are also doing certain things here.
That's how
we bring those people down to us.
And they'll start flying in for the Eddies.
Flying in for Eddies, flying in for Mobo, flying in for Afrima.
Yeah.
You have to be present. You can't go to a Grammy and say shout out to Africans when you don't come from Africa Award. When you are invited and you don't show up, you don't try to perform for your people back home.
Yeah.
You know? There are standards, but for the love of your people, you know, you cut down your standards.
Yeah, you know what? It's something that I've
realized. That's where you know who is truly an hero.
Yeah.
And who is not? Who is just doing whatever?
Like, I think that sometimes when people get to a certain point of success, they feel like if I do something, it's going to almost be on my jacket. Like, it's going to stain me. But I would never look at somebody like a Burna Boy or WizKid, for example. Like, if they went to an award ceremony that's not as big as the Grammys, I would never be like, oh, he's fell off.
No.
I'd be like, right, that's sick. He's gone. Because I know he doesn't have to do it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's when you're in a position where you have to, okay, all right, cool. If the Grammys keep disrespecting you and now your album sales go in the gutter and now you're not making no money, then you say, I want to go to the Eddies and now
I'll
be
like, yeah, don't do that.
Now you're trying
it.
Do you get what I'm saying? But if you're in a position where you do not have to, but you're doing it because it's the right thing to do, I'll never be like, yo, why are you going to somewhere that's not of a certain standard, so you know?
This is just the best time. I feel like this is the best time.
Mic a bit closer, like, Bella, sorry.
Yeah, this is the best time for whoever is who and whoever can actually want to support Afrobeat to, you know, our awards are important too.
Yeah.
You know, they are part of it.
Yeah.
They are part of it. We don't need to wait for international recognition, like international validation.
Yeah.
To be sincere. You know, we have our awards too. You guys be here. You can take jet of 3 million to anywhere, and you can't even take jet of a lesser budget to Africa to, you know, to do your thing, to support the movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, charity begins at home.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation cannot start from up.
Yeah.
Yeah, start from Africa. Yeah.
And if we don't build that foundation well, mm-hmm. from that Africa, from whatever Afrobeat is connected to in Africa,
yeah.
when you get to that international market, you will still fall off.
Yeah.
No worry, that house where you won't come. You won't come. Mm-hmm. You will come out. You will be back. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you will be back because this is where the foundation is.
Yeah.
We will have to build on the foundation properly. Yeah. And it's not just on the music.
Yeah.
It's not just there are a lot of things. Our shows. Yes, you guys are international artists, but you can work with certain people that we understand, okay, this is done. Let's do it here.
Yeah.
Let's make it perfect here.
Mm-hmm,
certain
mm-hmm.
awards, be there. Appreciate them. Come out. Let your people feel you.
Mm.
You can't go and collect Grammy Award and say shout out to Africa. Wish Africa. Don't we have an award? Why are you not there last time? Nah, don't shout out to us.
So who would you champion then? Like who is doing a great job? Let's say they've got like really good international success, but they're also still doing that kind of work that you're talking about at home.
That's Olamide Badu. Just only him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm telling you to be sincere. I'm not saying this because, like, you know, I'm part of his branches.
Mm.
I'm saying out of what I've seen, what I've known, you understand?
Yeah.
This man stayed back and properly, you know, properly put most we youngies, you know, in a proper position, in a proper space.
Yeah.
In a good space where I can even if my child grew up and be like, Daddy, who will help you become something? I will first say Badu first before I even talk say again, Mama.
Mm.
I'm telling you to be sincere.
Mm, yeah.
So I feel like Olamide Badu is number one over anybody in that African music.
But do you think he did that when he was still on his rise? He started because it's easier for like somebody to be like, okay, I'm done now being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Let me go behind
and then build. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, was he still doing it when he was...
Behind the scene or on the scene, Olamide has always been 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. He has always been 100%.
Yeah.
You know, Olamide made collaborations, make it something that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if an artist blew then, they don't want to do collaborations with any youngies or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be doing their thing.
Yeah.
Olamide made it something that is necessary.
Yeah,
you have
yeah,
to
yeah.
grow people also. You know, when you see any other artists jumping on other songs now, it's from Olamide Act.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It did a lot. You know, growing people from the slum, from the streets, who are actually kings now in their positions.
Yeah.
They are actually like good, doing well in their lives. Mm-hmm. And he never came down or never like... His career never cut off out of him doing that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now other artists are doing it, bringing youngies in.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's good. Inspire and the youngest to do the same thing.
He looked like a local man then, like a local artist then. But now, even those in international, they beg for his artists to jump on their songs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you for free.
Yeah, he's a source.
Artists.
Yeah.
They literally text that. My friend, let your boy jump on my song now.
Yeah. I saw, I think something when I understood that some people get like that kind of vibe is, I think I saw Don Jazzy. This was when Kanye came with Good Music and he wanted to take
Dibange.
Mm-hmm. And Don Jazzy was just like, you know, Dibange is basically saying, yeah, let's go over to the US. And he's like, I can't go over there. I'm not a king over there.
Mm.
I need to stay with my people. Like, yeah, we can do some stuff with them, but I need to stay here. And that's when I realized that some people get it. Like, you're going to go there and just have the gaze and be like, how do I appease you? Or not saying that everyone's going to be like that, but you're going to be looking for that approval from people that don't even understand. So you're almost going there to educate and teach, and you're doing this uphill battle, but there's still a lot of work to do back home. There's so much stuff that, you know, shout out to Don Jazzy with Maven. Like, there's people that have come out of there.
A lot of them.
People have come out of there, like, and a lot of good artists. And I realized, like, you can't just be like, let me just leave. But at the same time, is Nigeria bad vibes?
That's a question
because a lot of people in the UK were like, oh, UK's bad vibes, you need to
London's
move.
London's bad vibes.
Yeah, if you want to get into acting, people are going to think, well, Hollywood is where it's at, let me go there. Music, again, a lot of exports from America, so it's like, go there. So it's like, you know, is it a sense of you can't really maneuver too much in Nigeria, or is it like, they're going to hold you back at some point? I don't know. In the UK, sometimes it can feel like that, but I don't know how it is in Nigeria.
Let me just add on to that question. Yeah. Is it a case of, in Nigeria, do Nigerians accept artists even if they haven't been seen over there?
Like, so, right, got you. Like,
in the UK, a lot of the time, like, for example, is always the LMA example. She released Booed Up. Nobody liked it here or whatever. She went to America. America loved it. And now all of a sudden we're like, oh, we love LMA.
And she's British.
She's British. Mm. And now you want to claim her. Is it the same in Nigeria? Like they claim you once.
It's not the same in Nigeria. For Nigerian industry and music, you see that Nigeria.
You don't want to speak in the mic,
bro. You actually push it away.
He's even pushing the mic away. You don't want to speak in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, I feel like Nigeria music industry, in Nigeria, you have to be blown in that country first.
Okay.
Right.
You can. It's not easy from you, you know, from outside, blowing into Nigeria.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't worry. You will just stress yourself. You see that, Marcus, you must have like, give them enough. Like, fueled up.
Yeah.
You know, Nigeria market is so toxic that if they have gotten enough, now them go, they tell you, say, go international.
Yeah.
It's as toxic as that.
Yeah.
They will push you out. With
I
whatever, whether yeah. with comments, with whatever, they will push you that, bruh, you don't rap for international, go there. Yeah. We don't want to hear you don't want to hear you again. Go and sing for them. And that's where Nigerian music is good at.
They can bring
that energy in you. That hunger that you have lost, they will make you hungry again. You understand?
It's good though, man. There's so many of you that are so, I don't even want, not in my pocket, there's so many of you that are doing well, let me just say it like that. So many of you young boys are over, like, so many.
I can tell you for free, there are some artists doing so well in Nigeria, in the woods, in the streets, that some of our big artists, if they come to Nigeria, they can't beat them.
Nah. They can't do that.
Trust me, I swear.
There are some areas
that, bro, don't worry. No matter your awards, no matter your international recognition, if you get to some certain area, don't worry. There are boys, the market. No matter what you have sang, even if you're an OG or a legend, don't worry, you are at their back in that area.
This
you are behind
the
them. You are behind them, don't worry.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because you just look and you'll see, you know, even if you just look at Instagram, the numbers are so good for all of you that if you want to promote your message yourself, you've got all of you have millions that
I'll reach
all of my people. I don't need...
Yeah.
That so it's proper good, like looking at the growth of the market is good, because I remember it wasn't so long ago that there wasn't Spotify, you know, that people had to use VPN
in Nigeria.
Just a lot of Africa. So the way the market has grown in the last maybe 10-15 years is just good. It's not the first time that someone's come in and give credit to Olamide as well, so definitely can believe that he's doing what, you know, you guys are saying he's doing over there. And yeah, he did it. Was he on It's a Goal?
Yeah,
I was on It's a Goal. So even at that's a height of, you know, to not have then gone over to America and said, you know what, let me go and test my hand there. He stayed. And he did his thing.
Yeah.
He's cold, man. Well, that's my mum's favorite artist anyway.
Oh, is it?
So me too. Michael Olamide. From Ibadan as well, isn't it?
Ibadan,
What is that?
Baddest guy ever living.
He's from Ibadan as well.
He's not from Ibadan.
He's not from Ibadan.
From Lagos. Barry Gama.
But he's got a song called Ibadan, no?
Ibadan. No.
I think so.
I've not heard that one.
I'm sure. Let me find it.
Ibadan. Yeah. Is it Ibadan? Q dot. That was the featuring. Yeah, with Q dot.
Oh, a like a song that he was on.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a song? Yeah.
Mm. With Q dot.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. With
Q dot. That was a featuring. Yeah. Not his personal song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think he did the hook.
Yeah, he did well. No, but dude, for me, when we talk about people that actually grow the genre, Bado is one of those people. Mm. Some people blew, but they didn't grow it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's different that you blew out of it, you were able to do your stuff and you are doing well, but they didn't grow, they didn't help.
Yeah.
Mm.
They didn't come back and, you know, there are some certain things you do that help grow things.
Yeah.
You understand? It's like, you know, planting something and it grows a little bit and you use that thing to cook. And it's different from you planting something and going back to pour water.
Yeah.
You water it.
Yeah, it's two
different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Something has grown, I take out of it, I use it to cook, other people eat it, they love it. It's a different thing from who is going back to water, that thing you are using to feed other people. It's two ways.
Yeah.
Bado is part of those people that are watering the plants.
Yeah,
not feeding. The ones that just cut out of it and cook for other people to enjoy.
Right.
Two different things.
Because farmers and chefs.
Let's say, like, you see, in like Africa as a whole, it's you know, we say, I don't know if it's how true it is, but people don't necessarily say, oh, I'm black, because we're in Africa, we're all black. So even with, like, you know, like Afrobeats, do they call it Afrobeats or they say I'm a rapper or I'm a, like, what is the term that's being used? Is it Afrobeats or are some of the kids saying, oh, I rap, you know, or, you know, is it changing? Because not every sound, it's not to be boxed into this Afrobeats.
You know, that's what I can understand to an extent, that some people don't want to be boxed with that Afrobeat thing. They'll be like, no, I'm from Africa, fine, but I don't do Afrobeat. I understand. You get me?
Yeah, I could get that. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like Afro rap. If you're a rapper, you're a rapper.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean that you are from Africa and you are rapping, you are Afrobeat artist. I don't think.
No, because even Sako there, I never saw him as an Afrobeat artist.
He just speaks tree.
Yeah, but he's just raps doing though. His thing. Yeah, he raps.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Fine, so that's, I can that understand from that point of view that, okay, some people don't want to be boxed. But fine, at the same time, this is our thing. You don't want to be boxed, but don't degrade it. Don't degrade it, no. Even whoever you are, we all worked, you know, to grow this thing. You also worked. You do your thing. Other people also worked. Yeah. Not even the music that worked. The media worked. You guys that do podcast, you worked. You guys did a lot in supporting this movement. So it's not just the artist. Afrobeat. As if I want to say podcast now, I'll say this is an Afrobeat podcast. So there's a lot of collective strength in this. Just come out and say, and degraded, no. That's a disrespect to fella. It's a disrespect to his lineage. It's a disrespect to, you know, all these good people that have done a lot. Fine, you don't want to be placed on as Afrobeat, but don't spoil it. Don't say bad about these things. Last, we go all face this thing. That fight that they used to fight, that one thing, the Oyinbo don't appreciate them, the whites don't appreciate them. It will still come back again if we keep doing this to Afrobeat.
It's true.
That we always complain that they don't appreciate them, they will give us award at the backstage. It will come back again if we keep saying this about Afrobeat. That backstage where they collect award, you go still collect them again. If you keep doing this.
Why would they respect it if we don't?
Very true. You could be front stage and center. In somewhere else getting your award, but you'll go somewhere where they're going to give it to you behind the scenes.
So what's going on? Oh, yeah. So before we on the cameras, you were talking about you've just come back from tour in Italy and you're due to go back to go to Napoli. Are you expecting Napoli to be more wild than, is it Parma or Brescia that you said?
Parma.
Palmer.
Oh. Yeah, Palmer. Don't worry. He's good.
Palmer
is good, but, you know, a lot of Africans, and it was a good energy, but, you know, shout out to everybody involved in the chaos. it's a good thing, you know. It's all out of love, but at the same time, we Africans in diaspora should make sure we respect ourselves. Because, you know, this is how these people will see us. We just have to respect ourselves. We have to. We're Africans, and, you know, we talk about racism and some certain things, and we don't check ourselves. We don't look at certain things we do before these people being racist or they start acting away. Yeah, we should also, like, sit down and think about, you know, our moves. We should think about our attitude. We should think about a lot of things before we come and say these people are acting some way. You know, we should also find all these things about racism are bad and all of these things. But what you are doing, is it also good? The way you are acting, is it also good?
Yeah.
Is it sensible? You know, we should also put ourselves in these shoes at a point in time and, you know, act like that sometimes.
Are you seeing crazy things in Italy then? When you're saying, like, the chaos then, is it like...
No. It was good, but, you know, it was funny with promoters and all of these things. And me, I'm this kind of person that... I'm so laid back to the extent that, you know, when you can be laid back to the extent that you can kill.
This is why your dad was scared of
me. This is why your dad was scared. This guy's thinking of killing me right now, man. And I'm punishing him.
You can be very angry and you are so calm that you just be like, some people, they are so, they look so.
It's okay. You're dead tomorrow anyway.
You know,
I've already planned it.
There are some certain things that will happen and you feel like that person cannot do anything. You are just taking it like that. But that person you are seeing, it can actually remove you from the face of heart. And you are done forever. Just looking at you merely and you are, for you. It was a good show, everything was fine, but attitude of our people sometimes. You know, there are some things that they're out of artist love. It's no more a fan thing again. It's out of that I'm a fan, that's why I'm doing this. No. You don't do some certain things.
Right.
There's still a way you should carry yourself.
Yeah. Fan, you're a fan. But with the artist attend to every fan.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah. But each fan is like, they feel like their fandom in their world where they've supported you, listened to you every single time, they almost feel like this is the moment where he's going to say hello to me. Or she's going to say hello to me.
Some people are not even fan. But out of what they want to take from you, they will tell you they are fan.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
being a conscious person, I've come to know certain things, and I'll be like, no is no, yes is yes.
Yeah.
This one is not even about fan. I'm also my own fan.
Yeah.
One of them ones, am I your screensaver? I'm not your screensaver, please. You're not my fan like that. I know someone that I'm their screensaver.
Oh, yeah, we do too. You know
that? What's that?
We know somebody who we're their screensaver now.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
In the room.
Oh, maybe I wasn't there.
Oh, we wasn't here.
Was someone screensaver?
Yeah.
Look at me, man. Look at us. Me too. Yeah. I'm my own fan as well, bro.
What do you watch? Like, are you Netflix or Nollywood?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
I watch both.
Yeah.
There's Nollywood on Netflix.
Like,
yes, that's true.
I caught my aunt watching it when I went to her house. Still, it looked good still. Yeah. Would you recommend? Is it better than the old stuff?
Yeah. 100% better.
The production is amazing, right? No.
The current Nollywood, I give it to them.
Yeah.
Like, even in Nigeria like this, they are fighting over best dressed and the most fine. And those things happen in... happened outside the country before.
Mm.
All those things happen, we see it in the American pictures. And
yeah.
But now it's happening in our country, live and direct.
Yeah. So they like stars.
Like, it has actually improved.
And yeah.
Big ups to all these people like Charles of Play and all these production companies, all of them.
Yeah.
They are really doing good work.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, back in the days, if and Omotola is not in a movie or this one, I don't want to watch it.
Mm.
But now new names, but I'm already intrigued because even the beginning of the movie, you know,
I love the way Nollywood started. It's like a woman just walking down the street, the music is playing. In the market.
But now
Nollywood will pay for two songs.
I use that same two songs.
One sad, one happy. Sometimes the happy one will be playing whilst everyone's sad.
Sometimes they are just instrumental.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. There has been a lot of improvement.
Yeah.
And I feel like from my own perspective, to be sincere, I feel like it's from the impact of the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like they've seen that the music is doing well. They cannot do less. The music cannot be going global and you are doing movie that you are playing.
It's not possible.
I feel like our music industry, which I'm still talking about, we don't have any reason to downgrade that thing. Please. Afrobeat is our biggest happiness right now. It's Africa's biggest achievement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In what level you are in this life in Afrobeat, don't try to downplay that thing. Because it will backfire.
Of course.
And you
of
will
course.
Still be in the picture.
Mm.
We all still be in the picture when it's backfiring.
Mm.
With all our talks, our comments, our write-ups, we should be careful.
Yeah.
And you see now, Afrobeat, it has even Foye now, because of music, Foye don't cost for Nigeria. So you should know that our music is doing... our music... See, people are ready to buy that Foye at that price because the music is good. At least there's something making us happy.
Yeah.
For you. The country is bad. There's no much complaint because... We see our music going far.
Yeah.
We don't even care. I will buy petrol. Play me this one. Play me this. We still want to go to the club because, you know, we are pushing that thing naturally.
Yeah.
Anybody in any corner should not try to spoil this thing in anywhere. This is the treasure we have.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our gold have been stolen. Our forefathers have been carried away. A lot of things have been lost.
Mm.
We can't lose this one.
Out of
personal clout, personal chasing, you just want to say something that we trend. Don't say rubbish to Afrobeat. We will all be here. Some of our children, we want to do music.
Mm-hmm.
And if this thing go down, we will still be feeding them.
No,
Yawa, we are here together.
I like how passionate you are about this, you know.
I
love it, man.
Like, you know, on a Nollywood scene, you know what you're guaranteed to see is an eating scene.
Yeah,
Nollywood.
Yeah.
What? A young, serious thing.
Someone's getting prepared some food.
What is the state of Nigeria now? Is the economy on the up?
You said that word.
Greek
was peace. It will stay with you as well.
I'm in London. I don't want to talk about Nigeria.
Mm. Yeah. My dad's in Nigeria. He said this is crazy.
For you, I feel like to everything that will be good, it must get bad.
Mm.
We can't escape that part.
Mm.
We can't escape that part. And that's fine. We have bad governance, but to be sincere, these people also have good plans too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me these people that want to govern and still want to remain in power, they just want to spoil things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can't. They just lose don't want the power. To spoil it.
Mm.
But we shouldn't forget an example of certain things that our people don't know. Nigeria, when we got independence, Nigeria sent 60 years of free petroleum, crude oil, to the England. So tell me how our economy won't get bad.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the little things we know. There are a lot of things that they have been taking.
Oh, yeah, behind the scenes. Yeah, you wouldn't behind even know the scenes. Someone's doing deals.
So the country is also recovering. Now, it's not really even about the bad governance. There are some certain things the governments cannot do because there are some certain agreements already.
Yeah.
We should also understand that this is politics. There are some certain people that they are benefiting from dollar going up.
And they're not they gonna will let
do
it,
anything yeah, for to keep it, it to step it. So the government, as they are fighting this one, they are fighting this one. They are fighting a lot of things.
Yeah.
As they are fighting our life to be better, they are fighting certain people that don't want these things to be better. So this Nigeria is we say something in Nigeria. There's sharp corner. Nigeria is in a sharp corner.
Don't be laughing at Nigeria being in a sharp corner.
Which means
it's the term that's funny.
Yeah, he's in a sharp corner, which means if they move too fast, they will fall.
Yeah. So they need to be careful.
They need to be careful. They are in a sharp corner that if you run, if you feel like you are Usain Bolt, you want to run, you are going into the tunnel, straight down.
Yeah.
So they have to be careful to do whatever they are doing. Which I'm telling you that. I won't say they are the best, but let's give it to them. They are trying.
Yeah.
They are trying. Mm-hmm. Nobody, no president or governor will want his tenure to be bad.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, they want a legacy to remain in this.
No governor, no president will want his tenure to be bad. So let's see it in that light. I can't be a leader and I want bad for the people. That voted me in. Even is, but at the same time, I want to do something. We are all humans. As much as they are enjoying the money, they are, you know, they are enjoying the power. Trust me, they want to do something, and they are doing something. So let's take some time to also appreciate them. They need it. They are humans too. They need appreciation, at least to foil whatever that they want to do. They need appreciation.
I hear it. I hear it. Too.
No more. All right, Bella, before we let you slide, we got some questions for you. We've got a leaderboard, so we've got 10 questions for you. Hopefully you can answer as many as possible correct so you can get on the leaderboard. I'm gonna read you your rules, So you got one phone or partner. You can use the audience behind the camera to help you one time if you get stuck on a question. You got one multiple choice. You can use that one time, so if you're stuck, we'll read you four answers. And then hopefully you pick the right one. You can ask a 90s baby, so if you're stuck on Thames question, you can ask me or VP for help.
You will cut to this part.
And you can skip one time. If you skip, you don't lose a point. For every question you get wrong, you lose a point. And the final question is worth 10 points.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When talking... when talking about diamonds, what does VVS stand for?
VVS.
Oh.
VVS. What does it stand for? You mean like the full meaning of VVS?
Yeah.
VVS is the fake one.
Think. You've got lifelines. I think I know the answer to this.
Okay,
do you?
Yes.
So do you want to use the lifeline of Ask a 90s baby?
Ask him for help.
And you could ask him for
help. I think I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Yeah?
If I ask for help in the first question, what of the other
Yeah.
They could get easier, though.
Yeah, they could get easier.
VVS is the manufactured one.
You have to be clear. You're answering the question.
Yeah, I'm a diplomatic person. So whatever answer you get, you should be able to
pick the right one from it.
Yeah, you
don't have to extract the right answer.
This is a diplomatic moment. You understand? So we're in a diplomatic situation. VVS is the diluted and the processed diamond.
You should have just asked for help. You
didn't even use the letters.
Don't worry about it. You lost the point. Tem, what's BVS?
Very, very slight.
Yeah.
Very, very slight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's diluted and the manufactured
very, very
one.
Very, slight. Yeah.
So, question two. Which British actor starred in the movie Beast of No Nation?
Idris Elba.
There it is. You're back. See? Now, the next one is name five instruments.
Name five instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Piano, cello, saxophone, keyboard.
Keyboard and piano are two different
things. Same.
No, it's different.
Is it? Is it?
You get a keyboard and you get a piano. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Flute.
Yeah.
Four.
You got five. You got five.
Okay. Yeah.
Cello and flute have finished. Cello.
I don't know. God.
Cello.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I love it. All right. How many phases are there in Lekki?
Phases?
Phases.
Yeah.
A lot of... You can't face Lekki finish, oh. There's a lot of phases.
Officially?
Officially. Phase one, phase two. Do you know there's phase 10?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's when I've been there, like, ah, there's many Lekki phases. But yeah, you're right. Phase one, phase two. Good. There's two officially on
in fact,
Google.
Even outside of Lagos, in Ibadan, we see a phase one.
Yeah.
Phase two. So phase two, sha.
Yeah, yeah. What umbrella company makes Milo?
Umbrella company.
Yeah. What company makes Milo?
Milo. I know that one.
Nestle.
Yes. Yes.
We'll take it.
Yes. Right. What has more calcium in it? Almonds or kale?
Almonds or what?
Kale. K-A-L-E. Kale.
K-A-L-E.
Yeah. It's a veg. It's like leaves.
Yeah.
Almond. You see that hammer there? Calcium. Let me ask you one question. What is calcium?
I'm the one asking the question.
Almond.
Yes.
Correct.
Well correct. Done. Yeah, right. Smashed right it. You see? Mm-hmm. You see?
You're doing well now. All right, cool. My one. Question one. In what year did Bobby Shmurda release Hot Nigga?
2007.
Damn. No.
Seven? My
no
God.
Way.
Completely off the mark.
2014.
Completely off the mark.
Is that 2007? Wow. Okay. Question two. On which UK talent show did Tiwa Savage appear on?
Tiwa.
I want to say it properly.
Tiwa?
Tiwa Savage. You've got multiple choice.
What's the question again?
On what UK talent show did Tiwa Savage appear on?
Be using the audience. They even use them.
You can,
use, them.
You can, to you can use, them. Use multiple choice. You've got...
Don't be stubborn.
UK talent. British talent.
It's a talent show. Hey.
Oh my God.
Use them.
X.
This man is you're a horrible person. I know why your dad is scared of you. I know why your dad is scared of you.
This is the lifeline because you got help.
Because, but the funniest thing is, he didn't want to admit that he got help.
I know.
You're a stubborn man. She's doing this. Instead of you to be like, okay, I'll ask you. You can ask her. He doesn't want to use the lifeline, but he said X. He didn't want to admit that he got help. Oh my God.
I'm gonna take their answer and take it as a lifeline.
X Factor, yeah.
You have not had it all.
I've added it.
You're in a great position. You've still got life. Like, you got your lifelines. You're good.
Okay, it was X Factor. it's so funny. All right, cool. Question three. What is the longest bridge in Lagos called?
Third Milan Bridge.
Correct.
Mm.
Stop that.
Is that I know my country? All right. You've done well.
You've done well.
Is that your free?
That was my
free. That's free. What did see? I do?
But Bobby X Factor. Yeah, that's free.
Okay, you're wow. currently on 5. Question 10 is worth 10 points.
Looking like leaderboard.
You can get on the leaderboard if you get this correct. You basically have to pick who asked you the question. So we're going to tell you our category and then you pick a genre. Hopefully you can get it right. Mine is in mathematics.
I don't want maths, please.
Mine is in your YouTube channel.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, you don't want to hear mine.
Wait.
What's up?
Okay, you're probably going to.
That's good.
Yeah. Mine is in China. You want to go there?
I'm going there.
Right. What is your third most popular video on YouTube?
Third?
Yeah, third.
That's
rude. That's why it's a 10-pointer. But you have lifelines.
You got multiple choice.
Multiple choice is great in this time. And what else has he got? Skip. He's already used a friend and he's got Skippy, which there's no point of skipping. So you've got multiple choice. Please, for the love of God.
Take your time.
Lifeline.
Yeah. Multiple choice.
Oh yeah, lifeline.
Okay, cool. This is your lifeline.
The audience. The
no,
audience.
No, you've used them already. You used them already.
Yeah, I've not.
When
told.
She was doing this.
No, she was doing cooking. I was
looking at her. When she was doing. So you've got multiple choice. So I'm going to give you multiple choice. Is it. Is it only you? Is it contraband? Is it newborn fella? Or is it Philo?
Your third biggest song on YouTube.
Third biggest song on
That's
YouTube.
That's hard. Those are always.
Philo.
The third most popular.
Philo.
Well done, sir.
It's
well
Philo. Done. Philo. Well done. Well done.
Well done. Well done.
He did it. Well and you're done. On the leaderboard. Well
that
done.
Was, that is the best time to use multiple choice. Because you might have an idea, but when you hear all the songs, you'll be like, what's the biggest one out of that one?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Well done.
15. Who's that? Uche and Wumi. Gone like that.
God damn.
Wow. Oh, congratulations.
Look at that.
You made it to the leaderboard. It didn't look possible.
He wasn't looking.
Wow.
I'm being
third,
yeah? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be on that board for a minute still.
Big legend here, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Big energy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number one our is wives.
Our wives. They smashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then DJ Drama.
Yep.
Yeah. You got Bella Schmurder. Yeah. Wow.
Move slow.
Look
down.
At you. Just imprinting yourself in England. So you can go home to African awards.
No more. So what's going on with you? Music-wise and tour-wise, where can people see and hear from you next?
For real. For real. I want to ghost everybody. What a lie.
I'm tired.
I want to put a rundown on everybody. But at the same time, I don't want to be extreme. You understand? Like, I've gotten to a point that I feel like my music, I shouldn't be in a rush to do this thing anymore. I shouldn't be in a rush. Like, I want to release a song, I'm rushing. I want to drop an EP, I'm rushing. An album, I'm rushing. Like, I'm just in a haste. Like, bruh, there are a lot of people that are coming. No, yeah. I have to take my time. So, but yeah, I have Luna, which is out now. I have another EP coming April next month.
Okay, so that's this month when this comes out.
Yeah, which is like a personal EP to me. Yeah. I don't know. It's only me that will listen, because that's how I feel. It's so personal to me. You know, out of everything that has been going around and the situations of things in my life and the environment, I feel like
I need some personal time, and that album is personal to me. The EP.
Yeah. And, do you know when it's out?
April. Next month.
26th. Okay.
It's an EP I'm sad releasing.
Mm.
You understand? Because I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I should drop it. And
that's interesting.
It's fine.
You cool?
Yeah, you're right.
It's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, you done.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. We'll check out everything, man. We'll make sure we put it in there. We'll support it as well. For sure, for sure. I think we've heard what it's about as well,
mm-hmm.
like through some of the interviews as well. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
More bad for sure. Thank you for coming, man. Really appreciate it. Good energy. Good soul.
Yeah.
Good soul, man.
Thank you so much.
Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
No, his baby's crazy.
Cool.
Cool.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.